Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Ms. Monica Roach of the American Heart Association. Hello, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Monica, for taking time out your busy schedule and blessing us with an interview. Okay. And amazing story, so we're going to just dig right in. Can you share your story with us,
Monica? Oh, sure. Actually, it was almost precisely 2 years ago this week. I was home with my kids for the April break, and I had come out of the shower preparing to go to a dear friend's funeral. And then I noticed that my hand felt a little odd. And then I started to feel a little tired, unnormally tired. And I went to lie down in my room, sent the kids to go do whatever. And then as I tried to get up, I was not able to stand. I fell directly to the floor, and I knew what was happening.
You knew it?
I knew.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
That's good, because that's half the battle. Most people don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that is true. And I called for my son and asked him to please call for someone to come help. So he did. He called 911. My daughter called my husband to tell him what was going on, to ask him to come home, through a lot of tears, but she made it. And luckily, I was able to get help very, very quickly.
Whew, to God be the glory. So why did you agree to be a stroke ambassador? And I thank you for it.
Because
the difference you're making is just priceless.
Well, thank you. Thank you. When I was asked to be a stroke ambassador, I was extremely flattered. There was no way I could say no. To me, that just felt like something that I had an obligation to do. I was lucky enough to have survived and to flourish. And I figured since I had to share that.
Well, you know what that is. That was God's grace and favor upon you, you know?
It was.
And, you know, that's when things like that happen, you know, God's grace and favor, or people may not be able to see this, but his favor was leaning towards you.
That's true.
Right?
That's
I'm going to say it again. His favor was leaning towards you. Okay. So what are the signs of a stroke?
Well, they're pretty straightforward. Although I, from what I understand, it's not always 100% this way, but most of the time it's a matter of remembering FAST, F-A-S-T. The F is for face drooping. The A is for arm weakness. The S is for slurred speech. And the T is very important. It's for time to call 911.
Wow.
And thankfully my kids did that.
Again.
Yes.
I like that.
It's FAST, face drooping, arm weakness, slurred speech, and most importantly, time to call 911.
So here's something a lot of listeners may want to know that don't know. Who is most likely to be affected by stroke?
Well, frankly, everyone is, but primarily we're looking at a high concentration in the African-American community.
I'm glad you pointed that
yes,
out.
Yes, it's double the rate for the risk of stroke. Well, part of it is just
genetics
and
diet,
is diet. That's true. And when you put those two things together, it's hard to escape being the number one
it's
victim.
It's almost combustible.
Yeah,
yes.
It really is. And it's something that we all need to be aware of and something that we do need to check.
Well, how can people prevent a stroke?
Well, there are some steps to prevention that are fairly easy to follow. You want to manage your blood pressure. That's critical. And know what your blood pressure is if it's high. The ideal blood pressure is 120 over 80 or less. And high blood pressure puts you at risk for stroke. So you want to eat well, lots of lean protein, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, etc. A
lot of cardio.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Exercise regularly, and the cardio is really beneficial. The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes per week. You want to manage your stress. You don't ever want to smoke. And if you do, you want to quit. Know your numbers. Know that blood pressure.
Well, and let's highlight on the number factor when you say know your numbers.
Oh, yeah. You want to know what your blood pressure is. Mm-hmm. You want to know that 120 over 80 is considered good. And you want to know, hey, my blood pressure is 180 over 78. You know, that's important. Mm-hmm. We also want to know our cholesterol. Our BMI, which is not one of my favorites, but it's an important one. Mm-hmm. All of those things together. And if they're high, it's okay. Just make a plan with your doctor to treat them. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing.
So let me ask you this, staying on this part of the interview. What were some of the good things you were doing when you had your stroke? And what were some of the bad things you were doing?
Well, some of the good things.
Good things, were you exercising? Yeah. Were you eating? You know, let's speak on that a little bit.
Well, honestly, I weighed a good deal, much more than what I weigh now. Mm-hmm. So my eating habits weren't very good. But I did exercise from time to time. Mm-hmm. I did eat some healthy foods. I was not always eating the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. But I would eat the wrong thing a little too frequently, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I never met a sweet potato pie that like.
And they love me.
How about that? They call my name in the middle of the night with a cold glass of milk. But anyway, I digress.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
So then tell me a little bit about your personal life, all right? Where you from? You know, your upbringing, you know, family life. Yeah.
Originally, I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
And we moved here.
And you were early to date?
Well, that's not always the case.
Folks. I'll be in the area all week.
Yes.
Try the veal.
That's not always a common occurrence. That's
okay.
True.
Okay.
But I am from Ohio.
Right. Family life?
Yeah. Well, I'm married with two beautiful children, my son Avery and my daughter Peyton.
Shout out.
Okay. Yes, you know it always. Right. Mm-hmm. Both fantastic musicians, I have to mention.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what do they play?
My son plays the cello just like I used to.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to say. I hear you're an accomplished cello.
I used
played
to
all over the world?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm working.
See my engineer lighting up now.
I'm working my way to recapture some of that's been lost. My facility has gone down. The left side of my body was affected by the stroke, but I'm starting to regain some of my my abilities.
So formal education, for music.
Mm-hmm.
You went to school for music?
No, actually, I went to school for psychology. Yeah,
wow.
At SUNY Albany.
Amazing.
A little while ago.
Yeah.
But I ended up pursuing
music. Is that
what music.
Brought you to the Capital District?
No, actually, I moved here when I was almost 10 with my family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I did go to school here at SUNY and, you know, had a wonderful experience. But yeah, music just wouldn't let go. It just kept calling me.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we close out, I want to ask, tell us a little bit about this Heart Walk on June 22nd. And I am going to make it my business to be there.
Actually, the Heart Walk is June 2nd.
June 2nd. Okay,
yep.
June 2nd.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's a very exciting event. I'm looking forward to it myself. I haven't attended, but I will be this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have all kinds of events going on, starting early in the morning with the walk itself.
Okay.
And some other events as the day progresses. And it really is going to be quite an experience. It begins at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
It's a 3-mile walk.
And how many people do you anticipate?
Oh, I think we're supposed to get around 3,000 people.
Okay. And I think your good friend, Cindy Applebaum's going to be there?
Yeah, from what I hear.
Okay.
Yes, a new friend, but a dear friend.
Okay, gotcha. And I'm sure Catherine McCarthy, your good friend, is going to be there.
Oh, okay. She'll definitely be
and
there.
And shout out to her, you know, for all the work she's doing and just being so, so helpful in letting us connect and giving me the opportunity and pleasure to bring awareness and exposure to this great event.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate you, Ms. McCarthy, for all you do. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's such an amazing woman who has endless energy to devote to this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. So then, tell us how people can reach the American Heart Association and all those other things that, you know, how can they get connected and get involved before we close out?
Well, that's really easy.
Okay.
If you have any questions about anything to do with the Heart Association, heart health, or the upcoming festivities, you just go to heart.org and ask anything that you can think of.
Okay, great. Well, I'm just going to say thank you for taking time out your busy schedule. You are a true, true difference maker. And you have a calling on your life, and you are stepping up to the plate and accepting that calling, you know.
Well, thank you.
You're a type of person that turned a setback into a setup for a comeback. And you are really changing lives because of it. So God bless you. Continued success. And I'm going to close out. As I always say, I appreciate everything you've done. Appreciate Thanks. Everything you're doing. And I appreciate everything you will continue to do. And
well,
don't be a
you.
Stranger.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are so, so welcome. Okay. So until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's. Education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy sitting between two high-powered women, Miss Cindy Applebaum and Miss Monica Roach, saying, I'm doing what I'm made to believe.